Welcome to the Thrive 25 in 5 podcast, where we provide a quick win to optimize your health and longevity in just 5 minutes. Hey everyone, welcome to today's podcast. You know, I've had a quote that's really struck with me for so much of my life. Live as if you were going to die tomorrow, learn as if you were going to live forever. This comes from Gandhi. Now, we often talk about the first part of this quote. What would you do if you knew this was your last day? Or play the game of, if you could imagine being at the end of your life and could go back and do it again, what would you change? But I think it's the second part of the quote that so many people forget about. Fortunately, most of us are going to see the sunrise tomorrow and the next day and the next. And we have to live our life planning for that future and making the most of that future. I'm assuming that's why most of you are listening or reading our newsletter in the first place. You're setting yourself up for years and years of a healthy life. And so much about our health is about our brain. It's not just preventing dementia and Alzheimer's, although that's a given. We absolutely want to do everything possible to prevent these dreadful diseases. But it's about living our life without regret. You know, there are countless times when I think, you know, it's such a bummer I don't know how to code, or I can't believe I spent 5 years studying Spanish and I still don't know how to speak it, or I wish I had learned how to play the piano when my mom told me to as a kid. You know, these limiting beliefs keep me from ever drawing or singing to myself in the car. And I'm sure I'm not alone here. Most of us have limiting beliefs on ourselves and are convinced it's too late to learn some of these new skills or take on some of these new hobbies. Well, guess what? It's not too late. First of all, our intelligence is not fixed. More and more research shows us that our brain is constantly changing. Our brain can continue to grow. It's called neuroplasticity at any age. And learning new things and taking ourselves outside our comfort zone builds new synapses, those connections between the neurons in our brain, and that's what makes us smarter. But why do we put these limiting beliefs on ourselves in the first place? Well, first, learning new things is hard. Guess what? Work is hard. Being a parent is hard. Managing money is hard. The last thing I want to do with any of my free time is to make it hard. So we stop and we don't do it. Next, I don't want to look dumb. It's okay for a kid to fall down on the bunny hill learning to ski, but everyone stares at the adult falling down when they get off the chairlift. We get more self-conscious as we get older, and we fear the judgment from others, or worse, from ourselves. And lastly, believing we can't do something relieves us of the burden that we actually can. Think about that for a second. If you know you control the power to do something or not, it's so much more painful when you don't actually do it. You know, there's this famous author and speaker, Jim Quick. He had all of these thoughts. As a kid, Jim had an accident causing a brain injury and he couldn't focus, and he became the outcast of his class. But today, he's a best-selling author and one of the leading voices in ongoing growth and learning. So thanks to Jim and some others, here are 3 tips that we found to change your mindset and to keep learning. Number 1, why do you actually say you can't do something? Like, seriously, what was the initial trigger? Is there any evidence this is true? Most of the time we stop ourselves short, that inner critic stops us. We wouldn't do that to our kids. We wouldn't tell our colleagues at work that they can't do something, yet we do it to ourselves. Number 2, tell yourself a new story. Give yourself permission to try new things and to suck at it. It's the power of yet. The more you change the focus, the more you can rewire your brain. Look, I still can't play the piano, I can't draw, and I can't do so many of the things I thought I would be able to, but I'm using the word yet. I can't play the piano yet. And number 3, name your inner critic. Literally, that voice holding you back, disassociate it from yourself. By creating that distance, you're much less likely to listen to it. It doesn't matter what age you are. You're not done learning because you're not done living. That's all we have for today. I hope this was a good, inspiring podcast for you. Thanks so much for tuning in and have an awesome day. While we strive to provide informative and inspiring content, the information shared in this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be taken as medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare provider for any personal health concerns or before starting a new health regimen.